This is a really wonderful community that really has a lot of really favorable elements of lifestyle. The first is waking up to such, you know, natural, spectacular, scenic beauty every single day. You'll never get fish as good as you get it here. I love it here. It's a terrific place, and I'm really glad that I took the move to come up here.
And I know you've been a principal really all over the world. So do you have any insight that you want to share from those experiences?
Because I'm old and been doing this for a really long time, I've seen what's changed in public schools in the country. When I began my career, there was more of an emphasis on the teaching and learning aspect of being an educator, whether you're a teacher or whether you're an administrator. And I think what's happened little by little over time, but is now in full mode now, is that public schools have now become places of social work more than, to some extent, than education itself, than the content that you teach. This is not just Petersburg, this is everywhere.
Yeah, so can you give us maybe a few examples of specific things that you see teachers dealing with these days that's different from when you started?
I think there's an over-reliance on technology. I think obviously we have to embrace it. We lose some of the classroom experiences that create really great and compelling, make school the place to be. There's a lot of, everybody's in their own bubble doing their own work on their own device, and there isn't sort of this shared experience of a classroom conversation. And they exist. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it's not the same. The other one that clearly is if we don't sort of gamify everything, there's no draw for the kids. Everything has to be like some sort of game. There isn't a sense of, you know, work ethic.
Can you talk about a couple of things that you've seen gamified?
Well, there's like these different apps and different, things that you can use, computer programs, websites that take the information that you're learning in the school environment and creating some sort of game out of it. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not putting that down. What I am saying is that there's perhaps an over-reliance, and somehow if you don't do that, you sort of lose the kids.
Do you have any reflections after being here, you know, for the better part of a year on education in Alaska?
Yeah, and again, it's not just Alaska, but specific, even more specific to Petersburg, I would say. I would want to see, if I were staying longer than just this year, what I would have wanted to see is evolution towards providing the different communities within our community. Like, for example, if somebody wants to go straight to a trade and instead of going to college, that we have a really specific course of study for that. We don't. I think we have a very general course of study which doesn't serve the aspirations and goals of all of our communities equally. I think we could be doing a lot more for our high-performing students that we're not doing, and I think we could meet the students who are reluctant to be in high school in the first place. We could be doing more to serve them with a more specific course of study that meets their needs, and we're not doing that, and I think that's what we need to do to make it more relevant for them.
And so what would that require? Someone to basically do, you know, some months of curriculum design and then new courses?
All of the above. Certainly new courses, for example. What about math? What would you necessarily need to take Algebra 2 or statistics or calculus if you're not going to go to college, to university, and you're going straight to a trade, that there's more practical math? Same with English. I'm not sure that, you know, students who are going into the fishing industry necessarily need to read all the great works of Western civilization, all that stuff. I'm not sure that's necessary. I think we lose a lot of people because we try to stick to some game plan of a paradigm that has outlived its utility. And what we're doing now is we're getting people not engaged, and then we wonder why they're not engaged. Well, the answer is because we're not giving them something that means something to them.
Okay, wonderful. Any last thoughts about Petersburg, leaving Petersburg, working at the schools here?
There's wonderful teachers, wonderful students, wonderful families in the community. I've enjoyed being around here and working with all these folks closely. And I'm sorry to be leaving, but I understand based on what the priorities are here, that there probably is somebody who's more adept to the circumstance here, the situation here, than I am. So I'm perfectly happy to be a steward. We're all in the end just stewards of what we do, and we pass it on, and we all move on eventually anyway, right? So mine just happens to be sooner.